Why have you come to Mass today? On such a lovely autumn afternoon, there are so many other ways you might enjoy this hour. What prompted you to push those other things aside and come to church? Actually, that's not my question. It's God's question, and not directed to you precisely. Rather, it's God's question to the Israelites in today's first reading. And it is not a gentle inquiring question. It's a rather severe indictment. Its harsh tone insinuates, why did you even bother to come? In fact, just a few verses before the reading that we heard, God declared, I wish your priest would lock the doors. I wish they would not offer sacrifice on my altar, for I take no delight in them. What got God so riled up? Why is God so angry in this passage? A little historical context might help. In Malachi's day, the Israelites had just returned from exile. You might remember that almost a century earlier, they had been utterly vanquished in battle and were carried off as prisoners to distant Babylon. Their cities were demolished, their countryside ravished, and their temple in Jerusalem reduced to rubble. After 70 years of captivity, however, God brought them home. The Israelites labored painstakingly to restore their country, and they rebuilt their temple so beautifully that it was considered one of the wonders of the ancient world. The problem was that while the temple was rededicated to God, the people were not. Their behavior outside the temple did not live up to the lofty worship they offered inside the temple. They talked the talk, but they did not walk the walk. They preached, but they did not practice. When the Israelites returned from exile, they lived in relative security, at peace with their neighbors. The quality of their life improved with each passing year, though, unfortunately, not for everyone in the land. Some lived luxuriously while others barely eked out a living. Some of their leaders, both priests and princes, used the power and prestige of their office to take advantage of the more vulnerable members of that society. And that's why God sent the prophet Malachi to the Israelites, to rebuke them for their shameful behavior. Have we not all one father, groans Malachi in exasperation? Did not the one God create us all? Why then do we break faith with one another, defiling the covenant that God made with our ancestors? God sent Malachi to the Israelites to urge them to recognize their common kinship and their mutual dependence on one another. God wanted these chosen people to live in solidarity with each other and to acknowledge that the bounty of the earth is intended for all God's people, not just the fortunate few. God as much said, when you behave that way, then come back to me in the temple. When you live in solidarity with one another, then I will delight in your sacrifices. Although these two questions, have we not all one Father, and did not one God create us all, were directed to the Israelites, they still challenge us today. Many in our world and in our own country do not recognize themselves as children of the same God, as sisters and brothers one of another. Many live in a way that stresses self-advantage over cooperation, competition over solidarity, looking out for number one rather than caring for those disadvantaged by injustice. 4 years ago, in an address to world leaders, Pope Francis stated, "Today more than ever, it is necessary to educate ourselves in solidarity, to rediscover the value and meaning of this very uncomfortable word, which sometimes has been left aside. We need to make it a basic attitude in decisions we take at the political, economic, and financial level. It is only standing firmly united by overcoming selfish ways of thinking and partisan interests that the objective of eliminating forms of indigence will be achieved. Many steps have been taken," have said Pope Francis, "but we are still far from a world in which all can live in dignity." That's why we come to Mass today, to be challenged by this word and to be strengthened by this Eucharistic food so that we continue to grow in solidarity with all God's beloved children, recognizing in them our sisters and brothers.